KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have partly to mostly cloudy skies. It's 35 degrees. We look for skies to be partly cloudy today. The high around 58 and winds north at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. Atlantic Municipal Utilities General Manager Steve Chepkes Thursday said the American Public Power Association has its latest report on electric rates charged by all the electric utilities throughout the USA. And based on the report, AMU, or Atlantic Municipal Utilities, ranks as the second lowest average electric rate charged to customers in the state. The overall average rate comparison includes AMU's residential, commercial, and industrial rates. Chepke says we're very pleased to see the results of the latest rate comparisons among electric utilities. While keeping rates low is important to everyone in our community, he says, we believe it's the customer service to our employees provide every day that we're most proud of and strive to maintain at AMU. Now, AMU's power supply consists of co-ownership in the coal-fired Walter Scott Jr. Energy Center, Unit Number 3 plant in Council Bluffs. Hydro-generated electricity from dams along the Missouri River Basin, power that's purchased from Missouri River Energy Services located in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And Atlantic's local generation includes a 10-megawatt natural gas generator used primarily to meet capacity and energy reserve requirements along with emergency backup power. AMU provides electrical service to nearly 4,000 residential and commercial consumers within the city of Atlantic and another 675 residential and commercial customers in the surrounding rural area. The Creston Police Department this morning said there were three people arrested Thursday on separate charges. 48-year-old Walter Roy Hall Jr. of Creston was arrested on a warrant from an outside agency. Hall was brought to the Union County Jail where his bond was set at $500 cash or surety. 35-year-old Nicholas Andrew Colburn of Creston was also arrested Thursday on a warrant from another agency. He was being held without bond until seen by the magistrate. And 38-year-old Matthew Lewis Shearer of Creston was arrested Thursday for urinating or defecating in public. Shearer was taken to the Union County Jail and held on a $300 cash or surety bond. The Creston Police Department says also a resident reported Wednesday a go-kart and table saw is missing from an address in the 500 block of North Elm Street. The loss was estimated at $1,100, and $1,110 actually. And on Thursday, Wellman Dynamics officials reported to police that Ferrera Candy Company was broken into and vandalized. That occurred back on November the 6th at around 8:30 p.m. The damage was estimated at $50. The Union County Sheriff's Office Thursday added that a Creston resident reported Wednesday that sometime in late September or early October, a New Holland Cycle mower valued at $1,100 was stolen from his property in Union County. The Adams County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 26-year-old Lucas Evan Neitzel of Creston was arrested Monday night after he was being seen unable to stay in his lane following a traffic stop on Highway 34 at the Adams Union County line. Neitzel was charged with OWI first offense and cited for operating a non-registered vehicle. He was also issued a warning for having no proof of insurance. Bond was set at $1,000. A Red Oak man was arrested Thursday night for violation of a no-contact order. Authorities say 20-year-old Tyler Blaine Balcom was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m. in the 1600 block of East Summit Street in Red Oak. Balcom was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Police in Glenwood report the arrest on Thursday of 41-year-old Michael Rupi from Glenwood. Rupi was taken into custody for OWI first offense with his cash or surety bond set at $1,000. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday said two people had been arrested Wednesday on separate warrants. 41-year-old William Holt Jensen of Glenwood was arrested on a warrant for failure to appear. His bond was set at $5,000. And 34-year-old Yasmin Mahmoud of Bellevue, Nebraska was arrested on a warrant for OWI first offense with bond set at $1,000. The Shelby County Conservation Board and Iowa DNR will be hosting a series of outdoor cooking classes over the next 3 months. All classes will be done via Zoom. They'll be about breakfast foods and begin about 9 a.m. The class on December 12th will be over the fire recipes that don't require any special treatment. The class on January 16th will be about sandwich makers and pie irons. And the class on February 6th will be on Dutch ovens. Participants are encouraged to cook along with the presenters and interact with the presenters. Ingredient lists and any prep work instructions will be sent out prior to the class. Pre-registration is required. Links for registration can be found on the Iowa Becoming an Outdoors Woman Facebook page or Shelby County Conservation Board's Facebook page. Everyone's welcome to attend, and not just women. So if you have any questions, contact Christina Roloffs at 712-744-3403. The Iowa Department of Public Health announced on Thursday that 108 water systems in Iowa have been awarded water fluoridation quality awards from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. In addition, five communities, including the Manila Municipal Service Department, have been awarded the 50-year award for maintaining continuous water community fluoridation from 1969 to 2019. For 2019, a total of 1,523 public water systems in 29 states received those awards. Fluoridation is the adjustment of fluoride in drinking water to a level that's effective for preventing tooth decay. The award recognizes those communities that achieved excellence in community water fluoridation by maintaining a consistent level of fluoride in drinking water throughout 2019. Elsewhere in news from across the state, 25 defendants are facing federal criminal charges as part of a joint federal and state investigation of a methamphetamine, cocaine, crack cocaine, and marijuana drug trafficking organization. Most of the defendants were arrested around November 18th during an execution of 45 federal search warrants in and around Des Moines that we told you about earlier this week. Those warrants resulted in the seizure of 37 firearms, 3 pounds of cocaine, 1 ounce of methamphetamine, 18 pounds of marijuana, 1.5 ounces of heroin, and about $50,000 in cash. The defendants are charged across 3 criminal indictments and 8 criminal complaints with federal drug or firearms offenses. Their names and city of residence can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. All the defendants arrested on November 18th have or will soon appear in federal court or state court on the charges. The charges carry a maximum penalties of 5 years to life in prison. If convicted, the court must impose reasonable sentences under federal sentencing statutes and the advisory U.S. sentencing guidelines. The state reports 980 nursing home residents have died of COVID, and a record 116 Iowa nursing homes now have active COVID-19 outbreaks. Brett Willett is president and CEO of the Iowa Healthcare Association, which represents the state's nursing home industry. He says as COVID cases in communities across the state increase, nursing facilities will experience outbreaks.
You just cannot separate the two. It's like separating smoke from a wildfire.
The spike in Iowa's coronavirus infections is also making staffing shortages worse. AARP Iowa is calling on the state to develop a plan to help with staffing and to keep the virus out of facilities. Brad Anderson, the state director for the AARP.
We have 43% of Iowa nursing homes across the state reporting a workforce shortage that is well above the national average of 28%. And so until we deal with this workforce shortage, we're going to have a very difficult time containing the virus.
New state guidelines say nursing homes may, as the last resort, have COVID-positive staff care for residents if the staff wear proper protective equipment. And finally, in the news this hour, Governor Kim Reynolds said she will provide $14 million in federal funds to Iowa's long-term care centers to help them manage new outbreaks of the coronavirus at those facilities. The federal virus relief money announced on Thursday will pay for additional testing and staffing at the long-term care center. It comes at a time when Reynolds says another 20 facilities were dealing with outbreaks as of yesterday. Anyway, that means a quarter of the state's care homes now have outbreaks. Reynolds also announced the statewide television, radio, and print advertisements we're launching that are aimed at encouraging people to take steps to slow the spread of the virus, such as wearing a mask, social distancing, and washing hands. The news was brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.